Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Dr. Jason McConnell sees each patient as an individual with specific needs.
Surgery isn't always the go-to solution for orthopedic issues it used to be. Today, we offer many excellent alternatives such as steroid injections, gel injections, PRP and stem cell treatments, and of course, physical therapy. It's an understandable assumption when seeing a surgeon, but every patient just doesn't always need surgery.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
And we're back here at Mountain Home High School. Lady Bombers set to take on the Lady Panthers of Cabot. Starting lineup's happening right now. Mountain Home Lady Bombers are getting called out. Matt, what's your keys for tonight's game?
Well, you know, just, Cabot's it's a team that we're not very familiar with, but, like I said during the pregame, if we do what we did last time, we should be in good shape.
Yeah, it's nice to have a team that you kind of worry about yourself, right?
Yeah.
You worry about what you're going to do. Take care of business and what you do. That's kind of how this Lady Bombers has approached this year. Every game is going to be the same, and we're going to do what we do and do it well. Hopefully tonight is much the same as we are getting really close to tip-off here. Finishing all the pomp and circumstance that comes before the game.
Yep.
The lights are now coming back on. Lady Bombers about to take the court. You know, looking at here, Matt, we've got a huge size advantage looking over. I mean, look at Cabot. Their tallest girl might be 5'4".
Yeah, that looks about right, yeah.
Now I'm going to jump tip. I will be on the call tonight. Matt's got to run the production side of things.
Yep.
He's going to keep up with rebounds and turnovers tonight, right?
Well, Matt? Do my best. I think I definitely came up with Ty's lead changes.
Mountain Home set the jump as Ryan Morris, the official in the middle. He tosses it up. Mountain Home's going to win the toss. Brooklyn Mitchell's going to have the ball for Mountain Home starting off. Mountain Home's going to look for the backdoor pass with Faustin. She's going to get it to Mitchell. Cabot is going to play a strong man-to-man defense. That's what they're known for. As Yonkers is going to try the right sideline. She's going to get it outside to Faustin, and that's how we're going to start this game. Living Faustin and putting her will inside for two. It's Mount Home with the early 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. You know, you're going to the low block for that easy basket.
Yep. Graves is going to hand it off. Mount Home is looking to trap as Bowles has it up top. She's going to bring it up top to Bean. Mount Home in a man-to-man themselves. It's kind of a weave offense for Cabot up top. They like to try to drive, and Mount Home doing a good job staying on their feet. As the ball gets inside the paint, Jaylee Yonkers knocks it away. It's finally going to be gathered by Lily Bowles, but she's going to step on the sideline. It's going to be the first turnover of the night for Cabot. Mount Home, good defensive set on their first side.
It's a good start so far. It's about what you wanted to ask for.
Mountain Home going man-to-man as Lakin Moore is going to step back three. It's going to be off the mark, rattle around. Rebound's going to come way of Alkier for Cabot. Bringing it across the timeline is the freshman, Jada Cook. She has a resemblance of her sisters. I would assume that was before them. McCarn on defense. Like I said, it's a weave offense that Cabot's trying to get into, but Mountain Home's doing a good job pushing them out to the Mountain Home circle as Cook's going to drive. She's going to drop it down low. That's going to be Taylor Alkire, and she's going to put it up for two. Mountain Home back quickly as Mitchell hits Lakin Moore. Lakin goes up for the layup. It's going to be no good. Mountain Home looking for some contact, but the rebound's going to come away, and it's going to be a jump ball between Alkire and Anna McCarn. Possession arrow going to go the way of Cabot Lady Panthers.
I noticed that McCarn going way out there on defense, kind of like she did last night against Rector.
Yep, she's gonna have to do that in our man-to-man. 2-2 here with 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Once again, right to your point, McCarn's on Bowles out top, all the way up top to the deal. Backdoor cut. Cabot's going to get it in the paint. Alkire's going to finally come away with it with a pass from Cook. 4-2, Cabot with the early lead here. Mitchell going to drive right side. She's going to get bumped and fouled. They're going to get Kaylin Graves. That's going to be her first foul. Team's first here of this first quarter. Mountain Home set to inbound it underneath their own goal. Setting up, going to get Jaylee Yonkers in the corner. She's going to put the three up. It's going to be no good. Bean's going to come away at the offensive or defensive rebound for Cabot. She's back quickly, goes one-on-one to the lane. No good. Offensive rebound is going to come to Alkire, and she's going to put it back up. That's 6 early points from Alkire, and it's a 6-2 lead here with 5:28 left in this first quarter.
So far, Cabot has all the boards in this game.
They're just outworking Mountain Home on the boards. Yonkers, left wing, has it, gets feet to the paint, floater, goes up, tries to take contact, no call, she misses it, rebound comes way for Cabot Graves. Graves going to kick it, Cook, right wing, 3, off the mark, no good, Mitchell rebound for Mountain Home. Brooklyn looking to push the issue, hits McCarn down low at the block, McCarn, left side, hook, up, and it is good.
Again, you advance down the low block for that basket.
Yeah, nice transition offense there, Mountain Home. 6-4 here, Mountain Home trailing. 4:45 left in this opening quarter. Lakin Moore comes away with the steal. Looking to turn defense to offense as she takes it all the way. Stops, pump fake, layup is up, no good. Brooklyn Mitchell fights for the rebound. It is going to go out of bounds. Lakin looks like she's holding her nose, maybe took an elbow as she came by. No contact, no foul called. Mountain Home still trailing 6-4.
That's just one you need to finish.
Yep. Bean's going to walk the ball across for Cabot. And try to set their offense up. Mountain Home doing a really good job of pushing Cabot way out as Bean has nowhere to go and the ball is dead. Finally finds an outlet in Bowles. Bowles has McCarn on her. Fawcett's going to come help. Backdoor cut's going to hit Cook. Cook's going to make its way, swing it up top. It's going to finally hit Graves' hand. She's going to put the three up. No good. Jaylee Yonkers a rebound. Mountain Home looking to run. Yonkers, great pass. Brooklyn Mitchell, 6-6 game. Excellent pass there, Jaylee Yonkers, hitting Brooklyn Mitchell in stride on the right-hand side for the layup.
There's that, and then the speed advantage. We just talked about that as well.
Yep. Fosness and McCarn out top as Bowles and Alkire do a little pick and roll action. They switch it. Mountain Home doing a good job as Bean now tries to set their offense back in motion. She's looking, has nowhere to go. Finally has an outlet in Graves. Graves going one-on-one more. Drives lane. Left-hand layup. No good. Alkire there. Offensive rebound. Misses it. Finally, Lakin fights for it, but Alkire dives, gets the ball, and it is going to be a foul on the scrum as Anna McCarn gets in there. They are going to get Kaylin Bean for her first personal foul. Team second, we're going to have a timeout. Mountain Home's going to take a timeout, and we're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
And we're back here after the 30-second timeout taken by Mountain Home in action. We're going to get Jaylee Yonkers on the left wing for a three. It is no good. Anna McCarm pulls the offensive rebound, though, from Mountain Home. Yonkers going to try again from the left three. No good. Libby Fossett fights for the board, but finally it's going to come to Cook for Cabot. Cabot pushing it back the other way. Pump fake, and Graves is going to take the ball. She's going to try to dump it down low to Bean. It's going to be passed out of bounds. 2:55 left here in this first quarter. 6-6 game. Whitten Coleman set to check in at the next dead ball. Mountain Home having a slow offensive start to this as the ball's going to be stolen from Yonkers. Cook. But then Mitchell right steals it right back as Cabot's trying to push the ball up the floor. Yonkers has it right wing. She's going to drive. She's going to take some contact. Finally go up. No good. Libby Fossett is there on the rebound. She's going to put it back, giving Mountain Home their first lead or second lead of the day, 8-6. 2:20 left here in this first quarter. Kind of a sloppy play first quarter by both teams. Mountain Home unable to get any kind of a rhythm right now.
Yeah. But I am encouraged by the fact they've already forced Cabot into 5 turnovers.
The pass is going to go down low to Lily Bowles. Anna McCarn got lost on the back screen. Bowles is going to put it up. The shot's going to be blocked, but Anna McCarn is going to get called for the foul as she comes down on top of Bowles. Be Anna's first foul, team's first for this first quarter. Bowles is going to go to the line, but the first free throw is going to be up, and it is going to be good. Checking in from Mountain Home is Whitten Coleman and Lakett Anderson. They're going to replace Jaylee Yonkers and Anna McCarn. Bowles' second free throw on its way. It is good. So finally somebody scores other than Taylor Alkire for Cabot. Coming in the game is number 14 for Cabot, Ashley Horn. She's going to replace the shooter, Bowles. Just 2 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. We got a tie game. Mitchell brings the ball across from Mountain Home. Sets us in our motion. Kind of a weave offense as well from Mountain Home. Mitchell gets around the left side. Takes it in. Shot's going to be no good. But Mitchell's going to fight for her own rebound as Libby Fossness gets a hand on it. Fossness is going to go to work. And she's going to draw the foul. Working down low as Brooklyn tried to feed it. Foul's going to be on Taylor Alkire. That is her first, team's third here in this opening quarter.
You know, they get to the basket, they just got finished.
Yeah, we've had a couple looks there. Anderson inbounds it. Moore has it out top. Fresh shot clock after the foul, so we got 30 seconds to shoot. Now, Mountain Home on the weave offense. Coleman's going to try to drive. Kick it left side, Mitchell. Mitchell finally swings it right side. It's going to make its way in the hands of Lakin Moore. The high arcing three touches nothing but the bottom of the net. Great job there on offense. As Brooklyn Mitchell just came over and said her shoe just blew out. Bean's going to drive here. And she's going to take the bump. It looks like they're going to maybe get Whitten Coleman on the foul. I'm looking at Brooklyn Mitchell's shoe. It's just blown out here.
My goodness.
Who was that in the NBA game that blew out? It was Zion, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Foul's going to be on Whitten Coleman. It's going to be on the floor. Let's go. The ball's going to be thrown out top as it's finally going to be corralled by Alkire. Bean has the ball up top. She's guarded by Coleman. Checking into the game is Mathis, also for Cabot, as Bean has it on the left wing. Ball comes up top to Gray. She's hounded by Lakin Moore. Mountain Home's defense really good man-to-man. We got 14 seconds on the shot clock here. Horn's going to drive around top flight. She's going to get it outside to Graves. Graves is going to bury the three.
Four ties already in this game.
11-11. 40 seconds left. Mountain Home will have to shoot one time as they're going to feed it down low. Liddy Fossett. She's going to gather herself. Excellent entry pass for Jaylee Yonkers down into Libby Fossness. Already 6 points early for Libby Fossness, which we said she might have the advantage tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mountain Home leading 13-11. He's starting to pick up here as both teams in a steady man-to-man. Coleman has Bean in the left wing. Now the ball is going to be swung over to Mathis. She's guarded by Yonkers. Lakin Anderson now is going to switch out. She's going to have Horn. Graves going to step back three. Shot's going to be on its way. No good. Lakin Anderson gets the rebound. And that's how this first quarter is going to come to an end. First quarter, the Mountain Home has a two-point lead, 13-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Water, water everywhere.